Jimmy, back to Rose Hill yesterday. Tim Clark had a really good day yesterday. He rode a couple of promising horses. Won two of the group races. And
thanks very much.
On Thinking Big and Shamook. And he's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Tim. And, well, firstly, Thinking Big. First start since late July. 1,800 metres against some race-fit three-year-olds. He was too good. He looks a promising horse, Tim.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, definitely is. He, obviously, Gain Adrian sort of, when he won a couple of them later two-year-old races last at the back end of the season, they identified him as their Derby horse. And, you know, obviously, it was probably a bit too much of an ask to continue racing him all the way through. So that just sort of backed off him and gave him a bit of a freshen up and come again at him. And, yeah, they it looks like they might have the timing right with him. He was brilliant yesterday, and look, they had him pretty fairly forward, but obviously you'd think that he's still got a bit of improvement to come, considering he hasn't raced for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's the scary thing, Tim. Yeah, so the fitness, the fear. What was the feel that the horse gave you? Because over 1,800 metres and first up after such a long break, just didn't seem to worry him.
No, he's got a, you know, he's young colt, he's got a great attitude. He's, you know, a pleasure to work with and relaxed well in the run and gave himself every chance. And, you know, he's a real athlete. And, you know, really looking at him in the yard, though, he's far and away the best type in the yard. He's big and strong and had a bit of... just looked like he had a bit of class over the rest of them, just even from the yard.
Yeah, and even his turn of foot late was impressive. What about Shamook, Timmy? Years ago, there was a famous Melbourne Cup story about Roy Higgins riding red-handed when Allsop looped up alongside him, and he said, "I remembered who trained the horse when he got headed, and red-handed fought back to win." When you're riding for Tulloch Lodge, that bone and muscle, do you think that in those tight races when Champagne Cuddles ranged up alongside Shamook yesterday?
Yeah, it's something that was seen over and over again. Gain Adrian horses, they look defeated and they get off the canvas and sometimes, you know, they need a horse to challenge them to get the best out of them. And, you know, she was very much into the fight yesterday when Champagne Cuddles loomed up. And, you know, she'd only won the one race before yesterday, but she really deserved another win. She'd raced some top liners and only been narrowly beaten by them in the past. And, yeah, she, as I said, she really deserved that. You know, I think that, you know, that trial between runs just gave her a good fitness base, and it probably she went back to the trials and had a strong win at the trials, and it might have just gave her that little bit of confidence that she needed as well.
Mm-hmm. Timmy, a win yesterday too on Tip Top in the famous colours of the South Sydney Rabbitohs for Les Bridge. Unfortunately, didn't work out for him later in the day, but back-to-back wins now for you on this horse. What's your feeling on the six-year-old?
Yeah, Jimmy, Les mightn't be as happy this morning as he was after the race yesterday. he's always been a horse that's shown us a fair bit, but he's taken a long time to sort of mature and the pennies have dropped with him. But this preparation, he's much easier to work with at home and to deal with. And you know, he's that showing in his races, and as I said, you know, he's always been a horse that we've thought was up to sort of Saturday grade at least, and he's going really well, and you know, I thought he showed a lovely turn of foot to sort of put them away there quickly yesterday, and you know, on the back of that win, you'd like to think that there's a bit more in store for him.
Hey, Timmy, I know you love your footy. Who's your team? Is it Newcastle, Timmy?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. You got a tip for the grand final, mate?
Oh, it's going to be a great game, isn't it? Look, obviously, Melbourne, they've been there plenty of times before and performed under that sort of high pressure. And most of the time, they've come away with victory. So it's going to be very hard to beat. But Latrell Mitchell coming back for the Roosters is going to be a big plus for him. So that should be a great contest. But yeah, I'm not really, I don't really have a tip either way.
Fair enough.
hopefully the Knights are there next year.
Fair enough. Well, they're on the improve, that's for sure.
Yeah, Kalen Ponga, get him out of the moon boot, get him training. Yeah, get him going again. Hey, Timmy, well done yesterday. Three winners for you, including a couple of the features as well. Great to have you on this morning, and good luck for the upcoming spring.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.